morning once again. This is Minister Andre coming from Richmond Heights, Ohio, ministering from my location. Thank you, Lord. We welcome everyone that is on the line this morning, giving honor and praise to God as I stand, to my wife, Bishop Eric King Clay Clark, Pastor Lenore Clark, all those that are on the prayer line, especially those that are joining us for the first time. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're going to go right into our prayer service. And at this time, I would like to introduce our own Minister Bronson. Are you there, sir?
Yes, indeed. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Go right ahead. Let God use you this morning.
Amen. All right. Well, I feel like I'm on double duty. My prayer topic was revealing and healing. So when we talk about revealing, we have to understand that we serve the omniscient God. That's something that we say quite often: omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient. Omni meaning all, shent meaning knowledge, or the word that we get science from. So he has all knowledge. He has all science. He has all known and unknown knowledge. So when doctors and scientists get on TV and they say, "We made a new discovery," God is in heaven like, "I knew that already." So if we need information, knowledge, wisdom, and as Bishop says often, insight and revelation, we can ask the omniscient God. We get the revelation, we get the revealing from the omniscient God. And there are times where he reveals in order to heal. There's a Bible verse in Psalm that says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." I remember praying this prayer back when I lived in Florida. I was there last week, and one thing that definitely jogged my memory was that traffic. I thought I had road rage. I would drive and, you know, always get stuck. Even if I took the SunPass lane, the toll lane or whatever that you had to pay some money for, sometimes like, we still get in a traffic jam. But after I prayed about this thing, because it was causing me some anxiety, it was causing me some anxious thoughts, God revealed to me that I just wasn't giving myself enough time to get where I was going. I was always in a rush. I was wake up at the last minute, get dressed as fast as I can, dart out the door, and try to drive somewhere 45 minutes away in 45 minutes. But once I adjusted my schedule, then the anxiety went away. He revealed my harmless way, and he led me into the better way. I remember I was frustrated. I started gaining some weight. You know, things weren't as tight as they used to be. So I stood in the mirror, and, you know, I told myself, "Look, I'm going to do whatever's in my power to get myself back where I need to be." And you know, because I was in the mirror, I was looking at some stuff, you know what I'm saying, checking in. I wanted to be self-aware. You know, because it was my lack of self-awareness that got me, you know, where I was at that moment. And before I looked away from the mirror, I heard, "You need to drink some more water." I was like, "Oh, that's the last thing I want to hear." But the reality is, most of us are dehydrated, and it keeps our bodies from doing what it's supposed to do at its optimal level. There was a revelation that brought about healing. So if we need healing, we need the revelation. And even for those who don't necessarily need healing, we should always live in constant revelation, because we serve the God who has all revelation. Let's pray our main scripture today. "Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We honor you. We are excited this morning that we get to be in your presence, and not just be in your presence, but we get to call to you, and not just that we get to call to you, but you'll actually answer us and tell us the great and unsearchable things that we don't know. We thank you and honor you for being this wealth of knowledge that is constantly and consistently pouring out to us as we reach out to you. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in Psalms that we can call out to you. You will answer us. You will be with us in trouble. You will deliver us and honor us. We thank you, Lord, that even before we call, you will answer according to Isaiah. And while we are still speaking, you hear us. We thank you for this relationship that you are building with us. Even as you make us more and more like Jesus, you still have patience with our infirmities. You have patience with our weaknesses. And the things that we don't know, you don't make us feel bad about knowing. According to James, you offer us wisdom without reproach. You offer us wisdom without finding fault, without finding guilt. You give us wisdom freely. And we appreciate that, God. We thank you, Lord, that we get to ask you anything. We can ask and keep on asking, and you'll answer us. We get to seek until we get to the bottom of things and get an understanding of things. And we get to knock. And even as we knock, you open the door to us. We thank you, Lord, that you hold nothing back from your children. You give us daily bread. You give us protection. You heal our bodies when we are sick. You rise with healing in your wings. You promise us victory in Christ Jesus. You are our defense, and you cause your angels to be encamped around us. We thank you for the win-win situation that you've put us in. So now, God, it is our desire that you will search us on today, that you will know our hearts, know our anxious thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in us, any harmful way, and lead us into a better way. God, we cast our cares upon you because you care for us. But we also come with questions. We come to inquire of your temple. We come to seek you for a better way to live. And we thank you. We know you will answer us. You have already inclined your ear to us. You have been a shield for us, our glory, and the lifter of our heads. So even now, God, for those that are hurting in whatever form, physical, emotional, mental, I pray that you will provide the answers that we need today. I thank you, Lord, for even those who are struggling financially, that as they come to you with their problems and their mindsets that may have caused the poverty, that you can replace it with a better way to live. You can lead us in an everlasting way. Help us to trust you with our whole life, omniscient God, the one with all knowledge, the one with all science, the one with all known and unknown knowledge. That's why we trust in you with all our hearts. We won't lean to our own understanding because our understanding isn't enough to support us for the rest of our lives, but we can lean on your understanding. It's more than enough knowledge, wisdom, insight, and revelation to take us to eternity. And even after we enter heaven, there are many secrets I'm sure that you will grace us with, many answers that you will reveal to us. And we believe you for it, God. Lord God, forgive us for the times that we stepped outside of your knowledge, stepped outside of your wisdom because we believed we knew better. That sounds crazy. Before the foundations of the world, you had a plan. Before we even had a chance to sin, you had a plan to redeem us. Before we were formed in our mother's womb, you knew us. Wow. You knew our name. You knew our calling. You knew our destiny. You are trustworthy with our life. Forgive us for the times that we believed our emotions instead of believing your plan. Jeremiah says the heart is deceitful. Who can really know it? But I thank you, Lord, that as you're conforming us into the image of Christ, that you are giving us your heart. We thank you, Lord, that you are giving us the mind of Christ so that we can conform not just to your will, but we can truly operate in kingdom business while we are here. There was a time when we were running in the opposite direction, but you are bringing us into full revelation and full healing by your grace, by your power. We thank you, Lord, for the ministry of the Holy Spirit, who prays and groans and moans when we don't know what to pray. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit, who will lead us into all truth. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit, who will bring things to our remembrance. The news articles, the clippings, the conversations, the Bible passages. Holy Spirit, you're bringing all of that information together so that we have everything that we need. We know what we need to know as we walk into each day. We thank you, Lord, for the example of Jesus, who grew mentally, physically, spiritually, and socially. We thank you, Lord God, that as we grow mentally and spiritually, that you're giving us all the information that we need to live the best possible life, to live lives on your everlasting way, to live lives with a prophetic edge, to live lives and embrace these disruptive technologies so that we can be ahead of the game. Your word says that the children of this world are wiser than the children of light. But we pray by all the power of heaven, that you give us the information, the revelation, the insight that we need to know so that we can truly be lights in this world, so that we won't be held back by religion or tradition or mediocrity or stagnation. But we want to be like Daniel, who was able to dissolve doubts. We want to be like Daniel, who spent time with you, and then he had the answers that the world needed. We want to be like Joseph, who used his dreams to not just change a nation, but he had enough food and resources to feed the world. We believe you for revelation. We believe you for healing in every form and in every way, like only you can. In the name of Jesus, we pray and thank you. Amen.
Amen, Minister Bronson. We thank you. We thank you for your prayer this morning. God is all-knowing. He's all-knowing, and he's all-healing. He can heal any type of infirmity, blood clots, heart attacks, anything. God is a healer, and he has all knowledge. He created us, so he surely does know how to heal us in the name of Jesus. Our mission statement: we are a church in the city impacting the world. We are a construction site for the family, a university for success, and a people vowing to praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for that mission statement that the bishop has set forth for our believers. Thank you, Jesus. This time, we're going to go right into our own Sister Mildred as our next prayer lead. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
We'll go right ahead, Sister Mildred. Let God use you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks. My scripture is John 1, chapter 4, verse 7 through 8. Beloved, let us have one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for your rich word, Father. Father, we love you, we praise you, and we bless you on this morning. We honor you, Father, for there is none like you. Father, bless us to love as you love. Excuse me. Father, help us to love as you love, Father. Father, help us to love through our hurt and pain, Father. Help us to love, show us to love, Father, as you love, Father. For there is none like you, Father, in our thoughts, our words, and our deeds, Father. Teach us how to love one another. For your love is great and secure. For we thank you this morning for knowing that your love is everlasting. Your love is pure. Your love is limited. And your love is complete. Father, your love is beautiful. It's a beautiful gift, Father, that you've given us, Father. Your love is a beautiful gift that you've given us, that you shared with us, Father, that you cover us with your love. Father, help us to love one another because love comes from you. Let your spirit of joy, understanding, willingness, and love be with us on this morning, O God. Father, those of us that love and share your love, teach us to love and minister your love. Teach us to love and just share your love and pour out your love in the midst of others, Father. Father, if our hearts are condemned, we know that your love is greater than all things, and your love is greater than our hearts. Your love is unconditional. Your love is everlasting. Father, we stand in need of your forgiveness and your love on this morning. Father, your love is greater than our conscience, and your love knows everything, and your love is everywhere. And we thank you this morning, God, knowing your love is above all things. Your love, greater is he that love, and greater is he that know you in love, Father. Father, it is your love that keep us. It is your love that keep our mind. Your love that keep our spirit and our soul. And we, Father, you are forever able. And Father, we remain forever open to you. Your love is the source of our life. Father, we thank you on this morning. We thank you for you, the greatest love of being the greatest love of all in our life, Father. Father, some of us need your power and your love and your peace to take over our lives, to just take over our lives and continue to minister us. Help us to be a reflection of your love in our daily lives, Father. Help us to be a reflection of your love when we just begin to talk to others and minister to others your word. Let them see your love that breathes through our lives, Father. Father, I pray this morning for those who do not know how to love, for those who do not understand love, for those who was raised and didn't even have a concept of love, Father. Father, I pray for them this morning that you begin to open their hearts and minister your love in them, Father. Love is not boast, love is not envy, and love do not rejoice in evil. But your love rejoices in our life and greatness, Father. Where there is no love, there is no God. Father, we pray this morning that you begin to open the hearts of others, God, and pour your love in them so they can have your love, your guidance, see your will, and hear your voice, oh, Father. Father, where there is no love, there is no you, God. And God, we pray this morning that you begin to teach others how to love. Those that struggle with love, teach them how to love. Those that hearts are hard against love, teach them how to love again, Father, so that they can be in your will and they can know you and they can hear your voice and know your word, Father. For those that are love, that shows love, Father, let them begin to spread their love, Father. Let them spread their love, not even in their own life, but let it pour down in their children's life, God, so that they hearts then they will know how to love, Father. Let the love of Jesus be with us, oh God. Let the love of Jesus run like living waters, Father. Father, we love you on this morning. Father, we love you and we praise you on this morning. Father, let us walk in the spirit of truth on this morning. Let us walk in the spirit of love. Father, we love you and we praise you and we bless you. And we thank you for showing us love. We thank you for demonstrating love to us, Father, even through your word, Father. You demonstrated your love to us, your love of kindness, your love of hope, your love of faithfulness, Father. Father, there is none like you, Father. Father, we thank you this morning for showing us love, for showing us the way to you is to love, Father, showing us with love in our hearts, you are in our hearts, Father, and we thank you for it. We thank you for judging our hearts. We thank you for guiding our hearts. Open our hearts, God, and begin to pour love in it so that we can know you, so we can be more like you, God, because you are love. Father, you love us and you protect us and you cover us through your love. Father, you keep us. You show us patience and kindness through your love. Your love is pure, Father. Your love is complete and your love is whole. And we're grateful this morning for the abundant love that you give us day after day. Fill our hearts with your love on this morning. Let our words be a testament of your love on this morning and as we go through our day, oh Father. Let your word be a testament, your love be a testament, oh God, of your love, God. Your love brings healing, oh God. Your love covers pain and hurt. Your love is compassionate. Your love comforts us, oh God. Your love keeps us. It keeps our mind. It keeps our soul. It keeps our spirit, God. Your love is praise and worship, God. And we thank you on this morning for giving us love, Father. We thank you on this morning that your love delivers us, God. Your love teaches us obedience, Father. In your love, we see forgiveness. In your love, we cry out and we repent, oh God. We repent out of our hearts, oh God. All because we love you. We love you, God, and we yield to your way on this morning, oh God. We yield to your guidance and we yield to your love, Father. For there is none like you, Father. It is your love that turn our hearts, Father. It is your love that covers a multitude of sin, Father. And we love you, Father. We love you for loving us, Father. We love you for keeping us, Father. We love you for keeping our mind at perfect peace, oh God. We love you on this morning. And we praise you and we lift you up, for there is none like you and there is none like your love that continue to replenish in our lives, God. For those that do not know how to love, Father, I pray this morning that you begin to open their heart and do a new thing in their heart, bring restoration, renew their heart, that you can pour your love in them and that they will know you, Father, that they will know you, Father. But there is no love, there is no you. Open their hearts, oh God. That pour your love into them. Your love is honorable, Father. And we bless you and we praise you on this morning. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for covering us in your love. We thank you for your love that covers our flaws and our failures, Father. It is your love that brings forth success in us, Father. We thank you for it, Father, for loving us enough, loving us through our ways and through our difficulties, Father, loving us even when we're going through distress and hardship, Father. It is your love that surrounds us and your love that keeps us, oh God. And we thank you this morning for loving us. We thank you this morning for showing us how to love. And Father, I pray for some of us that you even teach us how to love. We thank you, God, and our hearts are open to you on this morning. Our hearts are open to your will on this morning. Our hearts are open to your way on this morning. And we thank you, Jesus. Let your spirit of truth be with us this morning. And we thank you, Father, for interceding even on this morning for us that cry out for love. Teach us love, Father, for us that need to continue to love. Teach us how to continue to love, Father, for us that's been hurt in love. Renew our strength to love again, Father. We pray this morning that you renew our strength to love again, Father. Help us spiritually, Father. Help us in our mind. Help us in our soul and in our spirit to learn how to love like you love. You loved us in our past. You loved us through our present. And you've shown us love in our future as we hold on to you, as we cry out to you, as we open our hearts and our mind to you, oh God. There is none like you, Father. Continue to allow our lives to dwell in your love. Continue to allow us to dwell in your love. Continue to allow us to dwell in your love, Father, as we reach forth our hearts on this morning, Father. We reach forth our hearts on this morning, God, that you continue to pour the purity of your love into our hearts, Father. There is none like you, and we lift you up on this morning, and we thank you, Father. We thank you for your perfect will. We thank you for your perfect way, and we thank you for the gift of love on this morning. For there is love, God. Love is good. Love is golden, and you are love, and we thank you for it, God. We thank you for keeping us and covering us, for God, allowing us to love. You love us as we love our children, Father, and we cover our children as you cover us, God, and we thank you this morning. Let us pour love into the lives of our children, God. Let us begin to speak to them and speak to the other children that surround us and begin to pour your perfect love into their life so their lives can change through your love, Father, so they can understand when all fail, they have your love, Father. They have your love. They have your gift of love that replenishes their life day after day, that keeps them day after day, that minister to them day after day, Father. We love you on this morning. We lift you up on this morning, and we thank you for your love that covers us and shields us. We thank you for your love that protects us. We thank you for your love that shows us provision on this morning, oh God. We love you, we praise you, and we lift you up, for there is none like you, Father. You are glorious and you are faithful. And we put our hope in you on this morning. We love you, Jesus. We love you and we love that all that you've done in our life. We love all that you're doing in our life. And we love everything that you're going to do, God. Our hearts are open to your love. Our hearts are open to your will on this morning. And our hearts are open to your way. We love you, Father. We lift you up, Father. We praise you, Father, and we glorify you on this morning. There is none like you, Father. As we pray for your love to continue to enter into our hearts, let your love be a spring of living waters in our lives as we go around to others and portray you and speak your word in their lives. Speak your word and speak what you brought us through, what we've been through, and how your love has kept us, how your love has covered us, how your love has ministered to us, how your word has kept us and spoke to us through your love, Father. We praise you on this morning and we lift you up, for there is none like you, O God. For there is none like you, Father. There is none like your love. There is none like your love that reaches the depths of our soul, that pours into our spirit, O God, that ministers to our mind, that keeps us, O God, that keeps us in your will, your love that speaks to us, O God. We hear your sheep hear your voice, O God. Our ears open to your love, God, your word, God. We love you. We praise you, Father. We lift you up, Father. We praise you and we lift you up even right now as you continue to minister to our hearts, your love, Father. There is none like you, Father. And we pray this morning in the name of Jesus. We pray this morning in the name of our Master. We pray this morning in the name of our Messiah. We pray this morning in the name of love because you are love, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And now I would like to turn it back over to the host.
Amen, Sister Mildred. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your prayer on love. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, we want to be a reflection of your love on the earth, Lord. Thank you for your agape love this morning. And we thank our Sister Mildred for breaking it down to us. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way on this prayer line. Help us to love one another, Lord. This prayer, whereby we know that we are your disciples and we have love one for another in the name of Jesus. We're at our halfway point of our prayer service. Some of you may have to leave at this time. We're going to ask that you, if you can, sow a seed. And you can sow it to our Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text the give, that's GIVE 216-446-1209. That's text the give 216-446-1209. You can also go to EKC Ministry, our website, ekcministry.org. You can give your offering there. You can also send your prayer request there. We are praying on this prayer line. For those that need prayer, just go to our website, put on there what you want us to pray about, and we will be praying for you. Brother Bernard, he came through his surgery well yesterday. Thank you, Jesus. He's in recovery at South Point. So keep him in your prayers. Maybe we'll get by there to see him as we go by, as we go to work today or tomorrow. Lord's willing, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. All right, now, we're going to go right on into our own Pastor T. Buckner. Are you there?
Yes, yes, I am. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. What a great morning it is. We thank Minister Bronson for his prayer and his Sister Mildred for her prayers on love, and host Minister Andre, we thank all of you. We love you all in the mighty name of Jesus. It's a beautiful thing to be connected to family, loved ones, prayer intercessors. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm gonna finish up what I was talking about the other day on Tuesday about faith. Faith is bigger than your issue in chapter, what's that, Mark chapter 38, 36. But before that, it was some people that I had to pray for. But I'm praying for everyone. In the name of Jesus. Let me see. Sister Linda James, we praying for healing. Roberta and Billy, we're praying for them also. God's hand of grace and mercy be upon them. Sister Mercedes and Sister Anzella, comfort and healing virtue be upon them. Latanya, Mother Goodman, Rosemary Peterson, Mother Craft, oh God, bless them all. Cover them all underneath the blood of Jesus. Mother Izzy, Sister Rosie, George, Roberta, Daniel, thank you in the name of Jesus. All our family members down in Africa, pastors down there, David, Frank, Brandon, we ask God's hand to be upon these individuals, and as God will continue to give them mercy as they go throughout their day. He just mentioned Brother Bernard, total healing right now in the name of Jesus. Sister Carson, we pray for her also in the name of Jesus. The other day in Daily Bread, the man of God was talking about the third things are just injustice, and there's not an equal level playing field, and how society, if you call in about a black person, it's a different response than you will get as a white. And I know we're supposed to just put those things in the hands of God, but sometimes it bothers us. In special prayer for our sister, Sister Thelma, my sister, that we're praying for you and your family, and just that God would give you comfort, continue comfort, and others that have been through similar situations as a loved one has died or a loved one has been killed. We pray that God's hand would be upon you, special comfort for you this morning in the name of Jesus. And Mark, round about 36, this is Jesus. He's on his way to heal Jairus' daughter, and the lady comes up, the woman with the issue has touched him, but we understand that she had an issue of blood for 12 years, but she had faith. Mm-hmm. And we find out that her faith supersedes her issue. Faith will supersede your issue in the name of Jesus. But while he was speaking to her, messengers arrived from the home of Jairus, the leader of the synagogue. They told him, "Your daughter is dead. There is no use troubling the teacher now." Verse 36, but Jesus overheard them, and he said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid, just believe." That's the word I have for the people of God today, whatever situation you're dealing with. Don't be afraid. Just believe. Just believe. Just hold on. Stay connected to the Master. Just stay connected to the Master. Don't be afraid. Just believe. Then Jesus stopped the crowd and wouldn't let anyone go with him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw much commotion and weeping and wailing. He went inside and asked, "Why is all this commotion and weeping? The child isn't dead. She's only asleep." The crowd laughed at him, but he made them all leave. He took the girl's father and mother and the three disciples into the room where the girl was lying. Holding her hand, he said to her, "Tila, yeah, help us, Tila," which means, "Ha-ha, little girl, get up." And the girl, who was 12 years old, immediately stood and walked around. They were overwhelmed with total amazement. Jesus gave them strict orders not to tell anyone what had happened, and then told them, give us something to eat. This story is, I got a lot of testimonies out of this story, but he told them to get out the room because they were not believing as he was believing. It wasn't faith what they were having. They was having doubt and fear and disbelief. And he wanted to create an atmosphere of faith. Ah, my God, I pray that we always create an atmosphere of faith when we go into ministry, when we go into the workplace, when we go into the home, the community. Create an atmosphere of faith. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your healing hand upon everyone that we called out on the prayer list. Those we maybe forgot on the prayer list. We praying for those, to all those who are, know someone that is a little under the weather, a little maybe sick, a little and going through surgery, someone who is in the rehabilitation center, someone who is in the surgery center. We praying for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We have faith, God. We want to create an atmosphere of faith, an atmosphere where we're not afraid, but we're just believing in God. And we want to know that that God is true, and that every man is a liar, that God can do all things, that God can rescue and heal and raise up. My God, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank him for healing us. We want to thank him for when we were in the hospital, how he delivered us and set us free. We want to thank him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to thank him for the atmosphere of faith that is here today. We want to thank him for his presence that is known. Hallelujah. We want to thank him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, God, that the faith is bigger than the issue. Faith is bigger than the issue. And God, that we have to create an atmosphere of faith so that we can deliver the people of God, so we can set them free by the power of the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We say thank you. We say thank you, God. We say thank you to all those who have lost loved ones. Hallelujah. We're reminded, God, that the system is not built for us. It's not set up for us. They don't care about us. Hallelujah. But God, you do. You do, God, and you will make everything that is wrong right in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover all the loved ones. Hallelujah. Cover them right now in the name. Cover all those who have experienced death. My God, in the name of Jesus, those who are still hurting, those who are still being in pain, we pray, Father, that you will send comfort. Send a word, Father, send a word of comfort today. Put your arms around them, all those individuals right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Put your arms around them. Comfort them as only you can in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for all the prayers, all the things you have done for us in the past. Hallelujah. The things you are going to do for us in the future. We thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, God. We know, God, that while we are yet praying, you have sent forth the answer. Oh, and we say thank you. We know that your ear is not heavy, nor your hand short, that you cannot save, God. Oh, God, that we understand that there's no situation that you have not seen before. Hallelujah. We draw strength from all our past experiences in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask for your hand to be upon every child this morning, every child that's on the way to school this morning, that they will be blessed. No school shootings today in the name of Jesus. We call for the angels. Hallelujah. We call for the angels. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide underneath the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91, we speak Psalm 91 in the school system. We speak Psalm 91 to all the children, all the parents, all those who are on their way to school this morning. All the teachers and counselors and principals right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak that. prayer right now. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for our own Pastor Lenore, who is getting better by each day. We thank you for her healing. We thank you for her knowledge and her wisdom. And of course, our bishop bringing forth the daily word on a daily basis. We thank you that you are allowing God to use you so that it would increase our faith. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing of the word of God. And we thank you that our faith is being increased on a daily basis. We thank you. We thank you for every prayer lead, my God. We thank you for Bronson, Minister Bronson and Minister Mildred. We thank you for them. And Minister Andre, we thank you for them. We thank you for every member of the Body of Christ Assembly. Oh, hallelujah. Look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Every member, every co-laborer that's with us all across the land, all our friends and our co-laborers, we thank you for them, and we ask that God would strengthen them. God would be with them and their loved ones this day, and God would bring healing. God would bring restoration. God would bring a measure of faith to them, that he would increase their faith. Today we pray. We thank you, Father. We thank you for everything that you do for us all across the land, as you're praying for all our brothers and our sisters. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, Father. We say thank you. We say thank you for every door that is open. We even say thank you for every door that is closed. We understand that some doors you don't want us to go through, and you have closed them. And you will give us the reason why in your timing. In your timing, and you explain why I closed that door. But we say thank you, Father, to all our brothers and sisters. We're praying for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, people of God. Keep praying for one another. Encourage one another. Strengthen one another. In the mighty name of Jesus. I love you. God bless you.
Amen. Pastor Buckner, we thank you for your prayer, your intercessory prayer, praying for those that are on our prayer list, praying for our mothers, all those that are sick and afflicted. Thank you for your prayer. Don't be afraid. Just believe. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. The Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We're meeting at the AC Hotel this Sunday for communion. We're gathering. That's going to be the location for those that are in the vicinity. Come on out. Join us in worship and fellowship. Koinonia. In communion with the Lord. Number three, we are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Once again, I'm Minister Andre. I am your last prayer lead. I'll be coming from the book of Galatians, the NIV version, the second chapter, the 20th verse, and it reads, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave his self for me. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, sanctifying in the hearts and minds of all those that believe. God's not dead, he's yet alive. God's not dead, he's yet alive. God's not dead, he's yet alive. I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. Do you feel him this morning? Do you feel him this morning? Do you feel me? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, help us to feel you this morning. According to Pew Research Center, Christianity is the world's largest religious group with 2.3 adherents in 2015. I may have shrunk by then for some by then, but nowhere in the pages of the Bible are Christians described as being the majority or close to the majority. Jesus said, narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. That's Matthew the 7th chapter, the 14th verse. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for going through the agony and suffering and pain of crucifixion. Lord, thank you for not allowing the shame and humiliation of crucifixion to deter you from accomplishing what you came to earth to do. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to be baptized in your death. Lord, thank you for placing true repentance in our hearts this morning. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for giving us a mind to make the decision to symbolically be baptized into your death. Lord, help us to keep our former sinful self buried in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for becoming the payment for our sins. Lord, help us not to be dictated by our egos, edging God out. Don't let us do that, Lord Jesus. Don't let our egos get in the way, Lord. Lord, help us to deny ourselves and take up our responsibilities, our crosses, daily and follow you. Lord, help us not to be self-directed, self-focused, or self-driven in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to completely surrender to your will. Have your way today, Lord Jesus. Have your way on this prayer line, Lord Jesus. More of you, Lord, and less of us, Lord. You increase, Lord Jesus, and help us to decrease, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can be identified by your presence, by the holy presence of your spirit on the inside of us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for coming down on the inside of us, Lord, and allowing us, Lord Jesus, to take on your nature, the new nature, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the metamorphosis that's taking place in our lives, Lord Jesus, to change, Lord Jesus, to be more like you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus, for your power that's working on the inside of us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your demonstration of your Holy Spirit. We feel you this morning, Lord Jesus. We feel your anointing this morning, Lord Jesus. We feel your presence. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to know you personally, Lord Jesus. One-on-one, Lord Jesus. Thank you for giving us a personal relationship with you, Lord. We love you this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us to have the same faith that you had, Jesus. Help us to walk in the same way that you walk, Lord Jesus, on this earth, Lord Jesus. Make us more than just a believer, Lord Jesus. Make us doers, Lord Jesus. Make us true Christians in you, Lord. For the demons, they have some form of faith in knowing who you are and how much authority you have, Lord Jesus. But help us to show the difference, Lord Jesus. Help us to demonstrate your power here down on earth in our lives, Lord Jesus. Help us to be doers of your words, Lord. Help us to be forgivers of your word, Lord Jesus. Help us to be lovers of your word, Lord Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We can't do it without you, Lord. Show us the way, Lord Jesus. The straight and narrow path to walk today, Lord Jesus. Give us the discipline that we need, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for the praise that you put down on the inside of us, Lord. Lord, keep watch over our children. Keep watch over our grandchildren, Lord Jesus. Protect them, Lord, from any harm and danger, Lord. It's on this earth today, Lord. All the enemies, Lord Jesus, we come against them right now in the name of Jesus. Put a hedge of protection, Lord, around your people, Lord. Reveal to us your truth, Lord Jesus. All knowledge, revelations, Lord Jesus. Help us to walk by what you are saying right now, Lord Jesus. What's proceeding out of your mouth right now, Lord Jesus. Help us to lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us, Lord. Help us to continue to crucify our flesh, Lord. Present our bodies living sacrifices for you, Lord Jesus. When it get hot, Lord Jesus, help us to stay on the altar, Lord Jesus. Help us to not cave in, Lord Jesus. When things get tough, Lord Jesus, help us to still stand for you, Lord. Thank you for your power, Lord. Thank you for your strength this morning, Lord. Thank you for helping us to occupy, Lord, until you come, Lord. We're looking to you as the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord. We're praising your name, Jesus, for everything that you're doing, Lord. Lord, watch over our bishop, Lord, as he travels to Cleveland, Lord, on the airways, Lord. Lord, can keep the plane secure and safe for all those that are on it, Lord Jesus. Let it get to its destination, Lord, with no problems, Lord Jesus. Help him, Lord Jesus, to bring your message of salvation, your message of love, Lord Jesus, your message of understanding what your will is today, Lord. Let your people come out in support, Lord. Let your people come out to magnify your name and worship you, Lord, on one accord this Sunday morning, Lord. Help us to remember what you did for us, the pain that you suffered for us, Lord Jesus, the rejection that you went through for us, Lord. Thank you and remember, Lord Jesus. Help us to remember you, Lord Jesus, and your sacrifice and your love for us, Lord. This Sunday, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've made us a part of your family, Lord, that you've given us eternal life to live in, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for it this morning, Lord. Lord, just continue to help us, Lord, throughout today, Lord Jesus. To be a light wherever we are, Lord, whoever we come in contact with, Lord Jesus. Help us to be your ambassadors, Lord. Help us to represent you, Jesus. Help us to show your love, Lord Jesus. Help us to forgive those that have persecuted us, Lord, have lied on us, Lord Jesus. Help us to forgive them, Lord. Help us to pray for our enemies, Jesus, no matter who they may be, Lord Jesus. Help us to show your love to them. Help us not to turn evil for evil, Lord. But help us to show your love, Lord, that covers a multitude of sin today, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for carrying our sins to the cross with you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for getting the victory over death, hell, and the grave, Lord. We praise your name this morning, Lord. We lift you up this morning, Lord. We glorify you this morning, Jesus. And we say thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name. Bless your name, Lord. We love you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
We adore you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen, everyone. We thank you for joining us this morning on our prayer service. We ask that if you can, just tune on to the Daily Bread that will be coming on at 9 o'clock this morning. Our bishop will be teaching live. Tune in and get the word, Lord, that will strengthen you throughout the day. We need daily ministry. And we thank God for giving us a man of God that wants to minister to us and feed us daily the good word of God. All right, everyone, I'm going to unmute the line. You can say goodbye to who, to us that's on the line at this time. God bless you.
Have a great day,
God bless you, everyone.
God bless you.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you, everyone. We love y'all. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
Blessings on Minister Andre. Hallelujah.
Everyone be blessed.
Amen.